This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Authorities in the Netherlands say Tuesday they were investigating terror as a possible motive behind a shooting that left three dead Monday in Utrecht. Dutch police and prosecutors said a terror motive is being considered based on a letter found in the getaway car, among other things. Prime Minister Mark Rutte spoke to Parliament Tuesday.
Ons vertrouwen heeft een flinke knauw gekregen. Ons gevoel van veiligheid ook.
He said our confidence has been deeply hurt, our feeling of security too. And yet we are going to pick up the thread again and continue with our lives, because that is the best answer we can give. A Turkish-born man, 37-year-old Gökmen Tanış, was arrested after a seven-hour manhunt on Monday by security forces and remained in custody. The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two largest economies are pledging closer trade ties as well as enhanced military cooperation. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Brazilian counterpart Jair Bolsonaro are meeting today at the White House. Trump said during a media photo opportunity he was strongly considering NATO membership for Brazil.
The relationship that we have right now with Brazil has never been better. I think there was a lot of hostility with other presidents. There's zero hostility with me, and we're going to look at that very, very strongly in terms of whether it's NATO or it's something having to do with alliance.
The two leaders will be discussing trade and their mutual support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has been recognized as Venezuela's legitimate leader by most Western countries. Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev abruptly resigned after 30 years in office Tuesday. This is VOA News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, in a speech to Parliament Tuesday, highlighted acts of bravery by police officers and victims during the Christchurch terror attack.
There will be countless stories, some of which we may never know, but to each, we acknowledge you in this place, in this house.
Authorities in Christchurch have begun releasing bodies of the 50 people killed in last Friday's mass shooting at two mosques by a white supremacist. The long wait has added an extra element of stress to the grieving families. Islamic custom calls for bodies to be cleaned and buried as soon as possible after death, ideally within 24 hours. There are no accurate figures on the number killed by tropical cyclone Idai in southeastern Africa, but Mozambique's president said it could be as high as 1,000. United Nations and international aid agencies are rushing aid to hundreds of survivors of the storm, which struck Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Red Cross is issuing a $10 million flash appeal for emergency aid to the cyclone victims. The World Food Program reports it is rushing food and other assistance to large numbers of desperate people stranded by the rapidly rising floodwaters in Mozambique. It says the humanitarian emergency is getting bigger by the hour. The UN Children's Fund also is issuing a flash appeal for $23 million to help many of the 260,000 children affected by the disaster. WHO says it is sending emergency kits, trauma kits, and cholera kits to take care of the immediate health needs of the people on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of Islamic State fighters making a last stand for the terror group's self-declared caliphate lost control of their tent city in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz. U.S.-backed forces describing this as a significant blow to IS. Syrian Democratic Forces made the announcement Tuesday on social media. This followed an operation which resulted in the capture of what they described as 157 experienced IS fighters. Algeria's new deputy prime minister Ramtane Lamamra says that President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has vowed to hand over power to whomever is elected to succeed him. Lamamra spoke during a news conference as doctors and students protested Tuesday against the ailing incumbent president's government in the Algerian capital Algiers and a number of other towns and cities. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.